The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody, Mike Campion here with Krista Dvorak, and I checked. I said that name right. It's got a V and a D right next to it. I still think I nailed it. Krista started 3G Cleaning. I don't know what that means. Maybe she'll tell us. In 2016, they serve residential and commercial folk. If you know me, you know that that's a naughty. So don't do that. Don't be like Krista, either with a V in your name or serving residential and commercial. But they started 2016 in Eldridge, Iowa. Krista, correct, amend, anything you'd like to add to your introduction before we dive in?
No, you did good.
All right. I was just, you know, I got to say, Krista, I was pretty confident with. Dvorak freaked me out a little bit, you know.
It does everybody, just because the whole famous Dvorak era. So you did good. You did very well.
Is it Dvorak? Because I said Dvorak.
So I think ancestry is Dvorak. Definitely correct.
All right. Do me a favor. If you're not already married, find a nice Mr. Smith or Mr. Jones. Marry that dude and make everyone's life a little easier.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Beautiful. You know, before we dive into coaching, I always love hearing folks' stories. So you are in a little town of in Iowa. What on God's green earth made you decide? Well, first of all, where'd you come from? What were you doing before this? And what made you decide you want to start a cleaning business?
So I started back when my daughter was little. Just was trying to side hustle and started at an actual cleaning company and decided to go off on my own. So I did solo, I was bartending, did it on the side. And after I got married, I had more kids. So I just did it part time. And once my kids were all in school, I was like, you know what? Let's go for it. So since the last 4 years, grown double every year, and it's been absolutely crazy. And I started listening to you a couple years ago and just kind of took your guidance a little bit.
Beautiful. It's good to hear the impact that we're making. So does your husband, is he part of the business? Does he have his own job? Does he have his own business? What's his thoughts on all this nonsense?
So we actually got divorced about, 6 years ago or so. So I've kind of been single parent, doing it all on my own. I currently have a boyfriend, very, very supportive, and he just puts up with with all the, you know, owning your own business type deal stuff.
Well, so. I was going to say, hey, everyone on the podcast, Chris is a fine looking young lady. You know, we got a beautiful single mom, but apparently she's already taken. So yes. You missed your chance, fellas.
Yep.
All right. Beautiful. What's going on in your world that I can help you with today?
So I had an actual conversation with one of my clients, and she's a business owner herself. And I have slowly been gradually building my business step by step. Again, single parent, don't have a whole lot to back me up. And she was like, you know what? I would be interested in investing in your company. And this is obviously a little attractive for me because I've had to step by step grow this business all by myself. And to be able to have that financial risk taken away from me, it seems interesting, but I know there's a lot of downfalls and I don't really know the right way to be able to say, you know what, this is the right way to grow my cleaning company. So hence I text you and I'm like, where am I at? You know, what should I do? I guess.
God forbid I tell you what you should do, but I can give you some background and some experience that will help maybe make you see very clearly on your own what you should do. Fair.
Absolutely. Okay.
Some things are pretty cut and dry and I can be like, core values is the way to run your business. You need to make a certain amount of margin for it to work. You're not going to grow and meet, you know, any sort of reasonable financial goals while cleaning. Those are all kind of like truths that are non-negotiable. The question you're talking about is a really interesting question, but there's fortunately or unfortunately, there's not a like, this is the right answer, Krista, you should do this right now. Right. It's just kind of like, let me share some experience. So one of the big mistakes I find folks making is, and this is on a global scale, and what you're talking about is a perfect example of that. So I want to kind of bring it out to not just help you, Krista, but to help
all the listeners that are like, I don't have anyone wanting to invest in my business. This podcast is boring. I'm going to next. We can still get you value, listener, if you're still with us. So first of all, so many times, especially as we're new, most of us are at some point when I know how to clean, therefore I can start a cleaning business. And sooner or later, hopefully sooner, we come to the realization, holy heck, the skill set required to build a business is really different than the skill set it requires to do the work that we're in. And that works for mechanics, right? If you have a mechanic, that doesn't mean he's going to be a great owner of an auto repair shop, or a hairdresser or a barber, maybe a great hairdresser, barber, but they're probably not going to be successful. They're very different skill sets, right? And we kind of get that in other industries, but we think for, well, I'm the best cleaner ever and I'm a magic cleaner and all my clients love my personalized cleaning until they quit. So when we are in that, one of the mistakes that we make is we allow outside, first and foremost, we're not really crystal clear on what we want out of the business, right? So because we don't know where we're going, we're really susceptible to people taking us off track because there is no track, right? So this woman's like, I'll give you X amount of money for X amount of ownership of your business, right? When she says invest, it's really purchasing, right? She invest doesn't mean here's some money, give me back it at 6%, right? She's not a bank. She's saying I'd like to be an owner. So what she's really saying is partner. And if you don't know where you're going, really hard to know if you ever got there, right? And then you're like, well, am I better off or worse off? According to what, right? There's no standard to hold it by. It's like, I'm just not where I thought. And that's, I do a lot of one-on-one. Anytime I coach one-on-one, I'm hearing a lot of the question I like to ask a lot is this where you thought you'd be when you started? And a lot of people are like, no, where did you think you'd be? I don't know, but not here. Right. So, step one, having nothing to do with this woman, is get crystal clear on where you want to be. So are you currently doing some of the cleaning, none of the cleaning, all the cleaning?
Most of the cleaning. So I'm in the process now of starting to take those days. Like I told the team today, I'm out today. Krista's doing business stuff. And I'm at that point where I'm so busy that if I don't start taking these days off cleaning, I can't keep building the business.
You've been at that point for a long time. You just didn't know it. So let me encourage everybody out there. Anytime you're cleaning, you're not growing your business. And anyone that thinks, oh, I could just do a part-time, I'll have this full-time cleaning job for myself. And then in my spare time, that's fine. But there's some jerk like me that full-time is working on cleaning his business. Who's going to eat your lunch, right? So you want to make sure that we're clear. And I get that you're like, you're just recognizing, wait a second, when I'm cleaning toilets, no one's running my business. But that's been the truth for a long time. Welcome to understanding it. Congratulations. Yep. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So sounds like your goal and dream is not to be cleaning at all. Is that my dream? Correct. Or is that okay? Cool. I want to make sure I'm not putting my stuff on.
Yes.
All right. So we don't have to get crystal clear here on, you know, live in front of everybody on your financial details. But the next step would be, what kind of time am I willing to put in? And what kind of return on that investment do I want out, both an income and an asset? So right now, if your business dies, if you stop cleaning, it has some value. It's not worthless, but the value would be wholesale because you're effectively selling me a job. Hey, Mike, give me X amount of money and you have the right to work really hard to make 50 grand a year. I have no idea what you'd make. It doesn't matter. But I'm going to go, I can make 50 grand a year working real hard. What do I need you? Just go get a job that's frankly more appealing than cleaning toilets, right? So So once you're clear on what you want in terms of monthly pay, in terms of the asset, because some people might be like, I want to be able to sell this for $1 million. Well, trust me, I'm going to sell a cleaning job for $1 million or even $100,000. But so that step one is understand what you want, both in terms of time you're willing to put in and money that you want out. And if the money is more than $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 a month, you're going to have a really hard time doing that while still cleaning a substantial portion of your day because it's the math doesn't work. So that would be the next step. Once you've got that, then we can start filtering. And I'm going to do opportunities in big air quotes, opportunities through this mesh of, will that get me to my goal faster? Right. So one of the reasons I don't like, we kind of skipped over this at the beginning, I don't coach anyone to do residential and commercial, is most of the time we're not confident enough in our ability to do either. So we're like, we'll just do anyone. If you wave a couple bucks in my face, I will clean your toilet, baby. Like whatever you need, let's do this. which when you're starting is not ideal, but understandable. But when you want to have a big boy or big girl business that actually scales and doesn't require you. You kind of have to be, again, some jerk like me is going to be just doing residential and really, really good at that and doing no cleaning and fully working on it. And you'll get crushed because you're like, 80% of the time I'm cleaning toilets, 20% of the time I'm trying to figure out, or half of the 20% of the time I'm trying to figure out how to make commercial people happy. The other half I'm trying to make resident. It's just, you can't be an expert. I'm like, all I do is figure out how to make commercial people's lives better. And you're like, ah, I can't compete with that. I'm like, I know, that's why I'm going to squish you. So, once you have a goal of what's the quickest way to get to, just call it 100 grand a year, yours might be higher, might be lower. It doesn't really matter, without cleaning. If you set that as a box and a parameter, all of a sudden it's a lot clearer to be like, you know, I don't know that I need residential and commercial. You know, maybe one of those is probably the quickest way there. I promise you both of them simultaneously is not the quickest way there. Right. So but until you know where you're going, why not do anything? Why not do dry cleaning, for God's sake? Someone will give you a nickel. I'll be a nickel richer than I was yesterday. Right. So it's really important that I'm spending a lot of time on this foundational piece. You got to be crystal clear on what you want this business to create before you can go, is doing residential and commercial bad? Is cleaning bad? Is partnering with this person or another person, next person bad? Is taking this another opportunity, in huge air quotes people hear, is I have a friend that is a realtor and she can get me 20 move in, move out jobs a month. And so I'm going to do move in, move out. And it's like, well, is that the quickest way to get to your goal? Like, I don't know what my goal is. Well, then how do we know what the hell's going on here? Right. So all these opportunities, whether it's software, ZenMade going, you can put your prices on the website and have people book automatically. Until you have a framework to go, does this match? We don't know if that thing is helping you or not helping you. So first step is always to get the framework. That said, once you've got your framework, and I'm going to make up yours for you, and you can all at home play along, because just because I don't want to be like, what's your social security? How much money do you have? What's your credit score? Like, I'm just going to make some assumptions for you. You told me you don't want to clean anymore. So that whatever you're making, you want to have a business that makes that, not a job. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So that one hopefully is not made up. That part we can share. We can be public about. 10 grand a month seems to be a common thing that people want, right? And spoiler alert, that's about $50,000 a month in revenue. So let's just say, Chris is like, I want $50,000 a month in revenue and $10,000 a month of profit, and I don't want to do anything. Good. Okay. So now if you want to partner with somebody and say she wants to give you 10, 20, 50, 100, I don't know what grand she's going to give you, but say she wants half your business. Well, now you got to double the whole damn thing. Right. So now all of a sudden you get, and what are we going to do with the money? Right. If it's one of the things I love about owning a cleaning company is it's not super capital intensive, right? I had a car dealership, capital intensive. I had a construction company, capital intensive. One of my favorite things about cleaning companies, not capital intensive. So she just gives you 20 grand, call it. Maybe it's more, maybe who cares? And now she got half your company. Holy heck, that's the most expensive 20 grand you ever spent. Because now unless that 20 grand and her efforts are going to make you more than double, she just bought half your company for nothing, right? So again, until we're clear on what we want. And the only way I would say, yes, this is a good deal, is if the money, A, you need money, you know where you're going to put it. If you're just like, I'd like to have more money, I have less money, I want more. Well, if the goal is just getting 20 grand, I guess sell half your company or be like, ha ha, I'm rich, I have everything I want. But if your goal is to build a business, what are you going to do with the 20 grand that's going to make your life different, better than it is now? And if you don't have a clear, like, here's where I'm going to put it, then to what end? Now she gave you her 20 grand. You're like, great, I have 20 grand. Does that change your life or make your goals, you know, get you the house, car, education for your kids, lifestyle, whatever it is you want? If you're like, no, that 20 grand really doesn't, maybe it buys me a car, you know, a used car, frankly, but a car, but that's it.
Right.
If you're like, so if your goal is a used car or something that could be had for 20 grand. And again, obviously I don't know what this woman's talking about. It could be more, it could be less, but if that amount of money will get you where you want to go, that might be a way to go. But if you're like, no, I need income, baby. I need like 10 grand coming in every month. Okay, well, now you have to build something making 20 grand for you to get 10 if you have a 50-50 partner. Now it's a $100,000 a month company, and that's a big daggum deal. And I don't think she's got any magic dust to help you make that happen. So from what I see,
magic dust.
Right, you got your own magic dust. Right, she just got money and you don't even need money. It's one thing if you're like, I had this piece of equipment, it could double my business, and I know exactly how to get clients. I know exactly how to get employees. All the systems and processes I need are all in place. I just need money, which almost never happens, right? Then why are we going to sell half our business and our systems and our processes for money? We can just get our own. Does that help make things clear, muddier? Talk to me.
No, it does. I guess the main thing that you said was, you know, is this 20 grand going to get me to my goal? And And if I couldn't answer that with 100% confidence that, yes, it is going to get me to my goal, then obviously it's like, yeah, I'm weighing more towards the no. And it's obvious, we haven't talked numbers. We haven't did any of that. It's just,
but make it 40 something. Or make it 10. Is there any amount right. that is going to be like, yes, right. that is what I need.
Right. Cause talking with this, you know, with advice from people that are in my situation, it's like, if it gets me to where I want to be goal wise, then giving 10% of my business away would be okay to me. But long term, if I can do this by myself and I'm there. I have so much work and everything that I know I can succeed without it. I just didn't know if it's beneficial to go a different route as well.
Well, again, if we don't have a place for the money, that's really, you know, if you're like, even every example I think of in the cleaning business that you would need money is bull crap. Like, well, if I could, you can earn it on your own. Right. So like, if you're like, well, if I could buy a piece of equipment, you know, then I'd have it. Well, I promise you, if you could do it without, then rent the equipment for a minute. And then once you start making money, it'll pay for itself. Or you're like, well, if sure. I could just, you know, hire more people. Well, if your hiring funnel works and you're selling at the right prices and everything's profitable, you can self-fund that. So in some businesses, capital is a big deal, right? If I'm in real estate, you bringing capital to the table is a big deal, right? If I'm trying to take down a $2 million apartment complex and I do not possess $2 million or access $2 million in capital, now it's like, yeah, I don't have anything with you. Like, I'm seeing clearly where this brings to the table, but because I know where I'm going to do it. I have a piece of real estate. I think it's undervalued. I can do this. I can make money. I've got a very clear and required use for the money. If we're just like, yeah, I'd like some money. Yeah, we'd all like some money, but that's not the point of the deal, right? So if she gave you 20 grand of your thing, you're like, I'd buy a new car. Well, guess what? New cars for the company. Do what you want for your own self, but for the company, you're terrible.
Right.
Or typically what it'll do, frankly, if you don't know what you're doing, it'll allow you to make some really bad decisions, $20,000 worth or whatever the money is. And then the money is gone. And now you still wasted a big part of your company. So the big thing is typically when people take partners, it's from lack of security. I don't think I have it on my own. So I'm going to have this part do it. But the problem is if you're not 1000% aligned on, first of all, we're assuming no one lies, cheats, and steals, which is not the case. You give anyone long enough, they will lie, cheat, and steal. Especially the only time I found people lie, cheat, or steal is when there's no money or there's a lot of money. So if they're broke and they can't feed their family, I probably lie, cheat, and steal. That if my son's starving and I had to steal some bread from you and I didn't think it would kill you, I'd probably steal it, right? And I don't steal or lie or do any of that. I feel very strongly about that. But you put people in a divorce or where there's they'll act nutty, right? If all of a sudden they don't have any money. The other time people lie, cheat, or steal is when there's too much money. So this thing builds and explodes. You're like, I had no idea my investment would be worth that much. Now all of a sudden they can act real crazy. So assuming that doesn't happen, and it does all the time, she could solve a different thing. Like she might be like, I just want to put in my 10% and I want to do anything. And I want to be able to boss you around and tell you what to do. And you should start cleaning. And I've got thoughts for the business. And you might be like, whoa, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But you might go, oh, no. I want your money. I don't give two craps about it. You have no say in this thing. And I work when I want to work and I don't work when I don't want to work. And she might go, oh, no. So oftentimes what you might want two different things as partners that are both legal and ethical and moral, but they don't line up, if that makes sense.
Right. And well, and I will say like, in regards to her, she's wonderful. And she owns her own businesses. She was like, I don't want anything to do with what you're doing. You know, she was like, I've been in your shoes as a business owner, just single mom working herself up. And she's very successful now. And she was like, I see myself in you and I want you to get where you want to be in your career. And I don't think she's ever out to get anybody. She's the sweetest. I love her to death. And she is one of my clients as well, but I wouldn't have to anything to worry about that. But she was like, I don't want no say.
Have anything to worry about that today.
Yeah,
things change. Yeah. And I'm not saying she's not an amazing human being. And there's plenty of amazing human beings. I've met and worked with many of them. But people change, right? Just so you know, people. There's if I got you on your worst day and showed a video of that to the world, like, oh, Chris is a terrible human being, which isn't the truth, right? It might have been true partially that day. And if I got you on your best day doing all sorts of service for others, people, oh my gosh, she's a saint. Neither of those are the truth. they're what we're experiencing or what you're behaving like that day. So same with this woman, same with me, same with you. It's all that.
Right.
The big thing I want to leave you with is oftentimes we want to do fun, shiny things as opposed to the hard work of growing our business. So talking about investment capital is fun and shiny. Getting SBA certified and all sorts of paperwork like that for some people is fun and shiny. Picking out office furniture, designing websites, making logos, all that sort of stuff, buying cars, getting them wrapped. This is all things that can be considered fun and shiny. To really grow a cleaning company, it's a lot more about basics and investing in yourself and your team and growing as an entrepreneur, which isn't fun and shiny. It's hard and sometimes tedious and oftentimes not fun at all, right?
Yeah.
But that's really what makes the difference. So I would, the big encouragement I would give to you, Krista, as well as to Cleaning Nation, keep your focus, right? When you see a, you know, an opportunity until you're really clear on what you want out of life. Cause again, I love where you're like, oh, this woman seems to want to invest in me and blah, blah. That's all great. But if on your goal, it was to find a mentor that's going to invest in me and help everything, then that would be something. But if that wasn't that, right, I wouldn't change my entire goal because this lady wants to invest in you. Or if she does, you can find a different way to do it. Right. So it's got to come back to the goal and the financial security and all that sort of thing. So, for everybody, whether it's the opportunity of, oh, I can get this to type of client, so I'm going to go from residential to commercial because my friend has an in or an investor or a piece of software or whatever the shiny object is at the moment. If we don't have a really clear goal that we want to go to and a real commitment to make that goal, you know, you can kind of, I don't say fall for anything, but you can go down a bunch of rabbit trails and chase a bunch of dead ends. All right, Krista, last thoughts before we go?
No, I think you answered all my questions.
Beautiful. And without cursing overwhelmingly. So that's always a good thing. It's always a goal. All right. Cleaning Nation, if this has been helpful for you and you're like, I would like more ridiculous rants and things like that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. We've got well over 600 podcasts, YouTube videos, Facebook group. There's an excellent on-demand training that is the 5 shifts that you need to really grow a cleaning company. All the tools are there. growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.